Broadcasting live from the beautiful Mandalay Bay Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, Nevada, it's OAUG Radio at Collaborate 15, the technology and applications forum for the Oracle community. Now, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
Welcome back to Collaborate 2015 here. I'm your host, Michael Lauer, with my co-host, Ryan Redhawk McPherson. How you doing, Ryan?
Doing pretty good. Just had ourselves a nice little lunch break. Took a breath of fresh air after the morning interviews. They were all awesome, and we're looking forward to the second half of the day here.
Absolutely. We're ramping up here. We have with us, back with us, we spoke with her at Oracle Open World. We have her back, Miss Jeannie Lowell, Vice President of Product Strategy and Applications Development. How you doing, Jeannie?
Great. Happy to be here.
Yeah, it's good to finally get a chance to talk to you again. And I know when we spoke at Open World, we were talking about the big thing. For me anyway, the big thing was that we were doing mobile apps and a lot more mobility for EBS. So speak to, on a high level of people who are new to it, what they expect for mobility with EBS.
Great question. The first thing to start with is customers can go mobile with EBS today.
That's awesome. It's already out.
Ready out. Two key themes of that is one, smartphone apps. As you said, we spoke about it at Open World last fall. They were newly released, so very exciting to have purpose-built smartphone apps for targeted roles and functions. And then our second key strategy is around tablet. So we have tablet-optimized design so you can run eBusiness Suite, the browser-based apps, on a tablet. So today you can go mobile with eBusiness Suite with both of those capabilities.
So what's the big draw? I know people, well, first of all, the mobile workforce is huge now, right?
Absolutely.
So it's only a matter of time before there's an app for it.
Right, exactly. Right? Or many.
So what's the cool features about these apps that you're really looking forward to sharing with folks?
Okay. I would say it's with apps, particularly smartphone apps, you got to think about they're small.
Right.
Right? So key design principles were keep them simple, keep them actionable, and leverage the device. Leverage the devices, let me email, let me text, let me call, let me barcode scan, let me map. And so really make it, and have it be very targeted. So if you're on a phone, you can do what action you need to within, you know, a minute. And so it was very much driven to those themes, and very excited that we released then the 14 apps that have now been out.
So what are the, so there's not just one app.
No, it's not just one app. So there's 14 apps we have
today.
Okay,
there's 14 apps.
Many more coming. But 14 apps, I categorize them into two themes. First is horizontal apps applicable to any employee. And those would be mobile approvals. So you can do approvals on the go that would be in your work list. Expenses to capture expenses. Time cards to capture time.
That's sweet.
And iProcurement to check your requisition status and understand, well, when am I going to get what I ordered through iProcurement? And then we look at the other category, which is role-based, which people who need access to the data to do their job. It starts with sales orders. So sales reps, customer service reps can look up the status of a customer order and let them know, is it shipped, has it been delivered, and when will it be delivered. Product information is another one, which is giving access to product information through Product Hub to get the attributes, the status, the inventory of products. The other is inventory. Let me look up inventory. And understand what's the transactions in process. You continue going through procurement for procurement buyers to understand where the exceptions are against things that need to be delivered. Project manager, which is letting project managers see status on the go of their projects and be able to easily contact their team members through the different ways of collaboration that I described. Then we go into manufacturing, discrete manufacturing supervisor app, which is a manufacturing supervisor walking around on the shop floor, wanted to get the status of a work order and can easily then expedite or place it on hold, cancel, et cetera. Similar kind of app for process manufacturing, so a process manufacturing supervisor app. Continuing through project manufacturing, letting people see information and make transfers right. For project manufacturing. Maintenance, mobile maintenance for maintenance technicians on the go to let them see the work they need to do and complete it. And then finally, mobile field service, which is geared toward field service technicians. So I think that rounds out the 14 we have, plus many more that we're actually planning.
Sure. So, but I gotta say, so my company has Oracle eBusiness Suite, and I want to get an app, but it's probably a lengthy process to get the app. It's probably another SKU. Yeah. It's probably all this headache. Really?
No, come on.
No.
It's a very short process.
I mean, okay.
And it's no additional cost.
No,
for
that's
application
huge.
Or technology.
So it's not so, another SKU.
No, it's not another SKU. So it's part of the license that they bought for the base app. And to deploy it, it's very easy. We run it against 12.1.3 or 12.2, so allowing existing customers on, you know, customers who are, majority of our customers on 12.1.3, many going up to 12.2, they can deploy it on that instance today. and use it against the licensed apps that they have. We have it available on iOS and Android, again, making it easy for people to deploy depending on which mobile device their users want to use. And to enable it, really what it takes is a server-side patch that you download, apply on your server, configure the app a little bit on the server, and then your users download the app, and they use you. They download it from the App Store.
You're kidding.
Right? Nope.
Right from the App Store.
Right from the App Store.
Google Play, whatever.
Exactly. Apple and Google Play. Search Oracle EBS America to find the apps. You'll find all of them. Oracle EBS for the product line. And then Oracle America is the developer name that it's under. So if you search Oracle EBS America, you will then get to see all of the apps on either of those app stores. So very easy for users to deploy.
So all my stupid sales guys, all my tech stupid people, just do the thing they normally do on the apps, and then they can start working from the anywhere.
Well, once they users download the apps, but on the server side, IT has to configure the server. But once it's there, they're off and
running. But IT, that's their job. And they know that, right?
Exactly.
So they know this space, but they don't have to have everyone else know that space, too.
Exactly.
That's convenient. That's really convenient.
Very excited for customers to deploy. And it's interesting, we had a customer case study here at Collaborate. Geokinetics did a case study how they deployed 6 mobile apps very quickly, and it was great to know. And so that's what we want most customers to do.
That's cool to see.
It's there, you know, use the documentation, apply it, and go mobile.
So what are the key items on your roadmap here? Where are you guys going?
Okay. Key things that we did when we first released the apps, they were on iOS. We released Android then in March, so that was exciting. And
yeah, I remember at Open World it was just the
iOS. Exactly. So now we have iOS and Android. Next key thing that customers are asking for is enterprise deployment, which allows them to have the apps on their own enterprise store versus having their users have to go to the public Apple or Google Play store. Such that they can then, you know, the company can then control which apps their users get. So enterprise deployment is really next in the list,
gotcha.
And we're working on that now. In that, we're also supporting integration with Oracle Mobile Security Suite, which then lets you containerize and secure the mobile apps. The next key thing after that is translations. So today they're English, and then we're driving toward translations to support the global workforce.
So you're hitting everybody with these apps.
Exactly. I mean, EBS is everywhere. So
and you got them on tablets, too, so you have it formatted for tablets.
Well, so the phone apps can run on a tablet, but they're still looking like a phone app, just larger. And I'll say finishing up the roadmap, we're going to keep functionally advancing these apps, both existing ones and building new ones. And we're eager to get feedback from customers on, what do you like? What don't you like? How can we improve it? What are some new ideas? And looking to use the support communities, the ER process, the Web 2.0 ER process, to be able to get that feedback. So looking for customers to help us continue to have this be successful.
Great. So speaking of the customers, what do you recommend they look out for, where they kind of do their research and their homework on before they start deploying mobile apps?
Right. Yeah. So where they... I mean, easily they can deploy today, 12.3, 12.2. Recommend that they actually, where they can find more information, when they can find it. First, find the apps on the App Store, Oracle EBS America. There's the Moss note, which notes the documentation right there in the description of the app. So easy to be able to find that. That'll tell you how to install it if you want to be able to find out more. We also have more information on the learning streams from eBusiness Suite.
Right.
It's education.oracle.com, streams, eBusiness Suite. Look for mobile apps, and we'll be covering things there. And then continue to, you know, try them out and let us know what you think.
Yeah, absolutely. Give them the feedback. So, Jeannie, this has been an awesome opportunity to kind of, you know, bring out some more awareness of the mobile apps and kind of where you guys are headed. So appreciate you coming on and sharing that. I know people, if you're out there with eBusiness Suite and you want to go mobile, it's a lot easier than you think it is.
Do it today.
All right. Thanks, Jeannie.
Thank you.
I'm Michael Lauer here for the Business Ready Wakes family and my co-host and producer, Ryan Redhawk McPherson. We will see you in a little bit on Collaborate 2015.